came from the third dimension.
3D News Bite.
Warning, this podcast contains spoilers. Warning, this podcast contains spoilers.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adolf Vega with
James Tate.
And today we're doing a 3D News Bite, which is a bite of information. So this is one story. This is going to be all about the Avengers Infinity War trailer. Spoilers if you haven't seen the trailer. And spoilers.
Yes.
Spoilers if you haven't been totally caught up with MCU. So, yeah.
Yes. We get to see Thanos in this trailer.
Finally. And everyone hates him.
Well, if you ask me, he just looks kind of weird because he doesn't have his hat.
Yeah.
I'm not used to seeing Thanos without his hat.
Yeah.
So, you know, his helmet.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people have been making memes of him and saying that it's just as bad as Superman from Justice League and yada, yada, yada. It looks fine to me, man. I'm guessing that this is like 70% done, and whenever it gets theaters, it'll be 100%.
Yeah. We see him. I want to say what's kind of cool is that we do see him with both the Space Stone and the Power Stone. Like, you could tell that he has both already. So my thing is, like, is he going to get all six in this film? And what's the sixth one? They never really told us.
Okay, so it's all of them are the Soul Stone, which we don't know about yet, but
yeah, it's supposed to be orange, and we don't know where it is.
I'm thinking it's going to be Wakanda.
Really?
Because there's a lot of shots in this trailer in Wakanda. And we still haven't seen, at this point in time recording on this on December 3rd, 2017 at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have not had seen the, Black Panther movie. So maybe it's somehow in Black Panther Wakanda.
Maybe. Well, I don't know. Like, maybe it's a thing that, like, maybe it's some power source. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's Soul Stone, Time Stone, Reality Stone, Space Stone, Mind, and then Space.
Okay.
Those six.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
yes. Soul Stone, don't know where it is. Time Stone was in Doctor Strange. Power Stone was in Guardians of the Galaxy 1. Space Stone was in both Captain America, the First Avenger, as well as Avengers 1. The Mind Stone was in Avengers 1 and 2. It was actually Loki's staff, which held the stone. And then the Reality Stone was the Aether. It's not a stone. It's like a liquid. So I guess it's not a stone necessarily. But that was in Thor 2. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, James is recording out in a hurricane. The Aether, I thought it was in the other dimension or whatever with the snow people or something like that.
Well, it was basically, it's a reality manipulating stone. Well, or liquid, I don't know.
And we see here a very violent scene with Vision and his stone being removed from him. I was like, Jesus, that's hardcore. I didn't think that was going to be in the first trailer. I was expecting Vision to die, but I was not expecting to see it in the first trailer.
Yeah.
And we get Bearded Cap here and Bucky. So obviously they survive Black Panther and Hulk. And we see at the very, very end, Guardians of the Galaxy meeting Thor. So it is assumed that after the events of Thor Ragnarok, somehow or another, Thor meets up with the Guardians. And he still has one eye here. But in other trailers, it looks like he has both.
Okay, Okay, yeah. Behind the scenes, Marvel wasn't actually a fan of him looking like Odin. The director wanted to make, as you know, the director of Thor 3 wanted to make it his own project. And so he kind of did a lot of things that were, you know, his own liberties. Like, for example, removing Thor's hammer and removing his eye. And apparently Marvel wasn't really a big fan of that. They didn't like that. So he is basically going to revert back to his original appearance, essentially, only minus the long hair.
Now, you do see Thor in a big machine, and I actually have seen some theories, and it sounds legit, that that big machine is, like, near a star, and he's going to be able to make another weapon. And I think some promotional stuff has shown that weapon to be, like, a battle axe. So that's actually pretty
cool. Yeah.
That explains why he does it, you know, the hammer's gone, but he makes an awesome axe instead, which is totally badass.
Well, that is kind of a reference to Ultimate Thor. Ultimate Thor has a, it's like half, it's a hammer on one side, but it's a axe on the other. Okay. I'll show you a picture of it later, but that's what it's most likely a reference to.
So, that's pretty cool. I guess it gets it back. I think it's pronounced Jarnborn. Yeah. That's the, what it's yeah. called. And we see here a lot of Doctor Strange, which I like to see.
Yes.
You know.
Another interesting thing is that if you noticed on Thor, you'll notice he has a belt now. And that belt is most likely a belt that was referenced in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yes.
Yes. The when he says, "Oh, that's Thor's belt."
Okay. What does that do? I don't know.
In the comics, Thor has two magical items. He has Mjolnir, his hammer, and then he also has a belt, which doubles his strength. Basically, imagine Thor, but his strength is times two. That's what the belt does.
Okay, it's called Megamagard. I cannot.
Yes.
That.
Yeah. Yes, but it has been Thor's belt has been like basically with him since the beginning of the comics. So I kind of find it cool that he's finally getting it. Seems a little bit weird that he wouldn't get it in Ragnarok though.
You know,
whatever.
I think it'll be kind of cool if the Asgardians give it to him as the new king. Here is your power, you know.
Yeah.
Belt. And,
yeah.
You know, because he is now the king of Asgard, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's something that you kind of don't really think about at the end of Thor Ragnarok, but it is true that, you know, he is the last heir, the oldest heir, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, exactly. Next to Loki.
Yeah, I mean, but honestly, you know, Loki is a half brother and all that. They're not gonna get
yeah.
him power. And then
yeah.
Now Hela is not 100% clear she's dead, but we'll see.
We don't know yet. She could come back, but I don't think.
I mean, she's the goddess of death, so you think she would not be able to die?
Yes.
But that fire demon, what was that guy's name? Did kill off everything in that Asgard.
Surtur. It was Surtur.
So, you would think.
The fire giant.
Yeah, he would be able to kill that too.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
Well, another interesting thing that a lot of people have noted is that Spider-Man has spider sense now.
Yes, finally. We bitched about that on the
even though,
Homecoming.
Even though it's his hair standing up, which is weird, but okay. Better than nothing. I mean, I don't think in the comics that ever happens. Like, he's got, basically, his arms are hairy, and they all poke up. And that's his spider sense now.
You know, I get it. I get that they're trying to reference, you know, Goosebumps and trying to not make it like some radical color scheme. Because a lot of different TV shows have had like all these crazy colors and, you know, explain his spider sense to
I love that. The cartoons when it goes, that it's a little sound effect and like there's all this red and blue. I love that actually.
I mean, it's kind of silly, but it's fun.
My spider sense is going crazy.
So this could explain it as a visual way, and it looks good, and I guess he grew into it. I don't know why he didn't have it.
Apparently he grew arm hairs. Maybe it was a puberty thing.
Yeah, he's still a growing boy. And we do get to see him in his iron suit, or iron spider suit.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thanos is invading. Here, you can have the suit.
Yeah. Who cares? Whatever. And then,
We see Thanos wreck Spider-Man, too.
Yeah, and Thanos wrecked Iron Man. So, a nice little...
Okay, did you hear the one of the biggest fusses that was made over this trailer?
What?
And the original promotional material. Even though he is listed for the film, there is no Ant-Man in this trailer. There is no Ant-Man on the poster, and people are going, like, basically ape shit. They're like, whoa, where's Ant-Man?
He's too tiny, man. You don't see him. but I don't know. We'll see. You know,
yeah.
I still hope and putting my fingers crossed that somehow or another, they're in New York, we'll get at least a cameo of Luke Cage and or Jessica Jones.
They're just going to take the day off here.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. That's not my bureau. That's Spider-Man's bureau. You know, whatever. They're supposed to mix and match. You know.
Oh, yeah. They'll all organize to fight a bunch of ninjas, but not this.
Nope, this is too much. But, I mean, okay. If you haven't seen Defenders, you know, at the end of Defenders, we're kind of not sure where Daredevil is, but he's alive. And,
yes.
You know, I could assume that he's recovering and he can set this out. But we don't know. Jessica Jones and Luke Cage are the two more powerful people there, you know.
Yeah, Iron Fist is pretty OP too, but I have no idea where he would be.
Yeah, and Iron Fist, you know, I think a lot of people hate him, so I don't think that they're going to expect him to be back for this, you know, for a movie. You know, you just say, I'm the invincible Iron Fist over and over again, and then start attacking Thanos. You know, that would be kind of just silly. So,
it would be cool if they only appear for, the remaining defenders get together to try and fight Thanos, and Thanos just completely wrecks them. Like, that would be better than them not showing up at all.
Maybe they could be helping the people, you know, New York. Or something.
They should just do what the CW does and have a big crossover with all the TV shows that ties into Infinity War instead of just acting like it didn't happen.
I know, right? I actually agree with you. CW does the crossovers every year now, and I like all of them because I watch the CW shows and. It's like they're not scared to talk to about each other and have cameos here and there and things like that. So I don't really see why they can't do that here. You know,
at least have like, you know, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And it would be really, really cool to end off Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. if the fifth season is the last, the final episode of season 5 ties into Infinity War. And Agent Coulson and the rest of them gather up all the heroes from the TV shows, and they all try and fight off the Infinity War. Basically, like, they don't have to fight Thanos, but maybe, like, Thanos' goons, maybe?
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like, they just have to participate. That's all I'm asking for.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Because it's just stupid. It's just stupid that they're not, you know...
And what pisses me off more is the reason why we don't have continuity is because of a dick measuring contest. That's the reason why we don't.
The TV guy and the movie guy, they don't like each other. It's like, come on, get over it. This is bigger than you.
Yeah. stupid.
Now, I did see Ant-Man for like a split second in the opening, you know, video trailer. When they have, you know, the shot where they have all the Marvel Studios logos. He is there, but I mean, everyone's there, so it doesn't really matter, you know?
Yes.
So I guess it seems like Tony Stark really knows Doctor Strange, because they're in his area and everything.
Yeah, I'm gonna. That's kind of weird because, like, Hulk, Loki, and Thor have met Doctor Strange, but no one else has. I suppose that maybe Captain America would know who Stephen Strange is because he was weirdly referenced in the second Captain America movie, like out of nowhere. And canonically, it doesn't make any sense because that was before he was the Sorcerer Supreme. So, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. There's like a quick Easter egg. Was like, oh, Captain, you know, starring Easter, you know, Stephen Strange, and it was like a movie or something. I don't know what it was.
Well, okay. No, in Captain America 2, they reference off a bunch of people that they're suspicious of, and one of them is Stephen Strange. Yet, canonically, this is before he becomes, this is before he becomes Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
So, it really doesn't make any sense.
Because it made sense back then, oh, okay, they're referencing Strange, but then Strange is in contemporary times, and that's set in the 40s or whatever, so,
yes. You
know. Doesn't make any sense there. Now,
yeah.
We saw, you know, Guardians at the very, very end, but yes. We haven't seen them interact with any other humans, so, you know, I don't know if that's just there because, you know, making sure people know they're in there,
I think it would be neat if Thor was the one who introduced, it would be fitting if Thor was the one who introduced the Guardians to the Avengers, because this would be a callback to how Thor 2 set up Guardians originally. You know what I'm talking about? With their end credit scene. So that would kind of be a way of connecting I feel with, like, you got the two cosmic kind of weird franchises. And that's the way that they kind of introduce them.
Now, we get also a human looking Vision, which is pretty weird.
Yes.
Do you have any explanation for that?
Yes. Okay, so Vision, basically, in the comics, dates Wanda. Uh-huh. Okay, did you know that?
Yeah. And they have kids.
Yes. Well, Vision kind of turns himself into more human than robot to do that. And so that's probably what it is.
I guess that she could use her powers as well. I don't know. How that works.
Yeah, well, something like that. Well, they have kids somehow, so, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we get a new Hulkbuster, which is just like a tweak from the original Hulkbuster from Age of Ultron.
Yes. So.
And there's giant, like a mechanical wheel in New York or something. Do you have any idea what that is?
Oh, that's probably you're talking about the teleporter?
I guess so.
I think that wheel or whatever is powered by the space stone. Because a portal opens from it. And from what I know, you need the space stone for that to work.
Okay.
I don't really want it to happen. And I kind of wish that it was... I hope Loki does not go bad again. In this film. Because that, for me, would kind of undo all the character development he's gone through. For him to just say, it was all a ruse, I was a villain, here's the Infinity Stone, Thanos. Like, that would just... Okay, what I hope, if that were to happen, is this. Loki goes with the... Loki sees that everyone's getting wrecked and decides to chicken out and try and give the stone to Thanos to kind of stop him, I guess. And Thanos takes the stone and then punches Loki or whatever. Like, he doesn't even like, you failed me, so I'll take the stone, but we're not on good terms. And so Loki ends up having to work with the heroes again.
Okay, I like that idea. I have another idea.
What?
So maybe in the trailer you see Loki holding the Tesseract and looking up, and you're assuming that he's doing the bad thing.
Yes.
Now, what I'm thinking is that maybe Thanos' ship attacks Thor's ship, and he knows what's going on. He knows Asgardian's in trouble. And, you know, Thor is trying to fight him and trying to fight Thanos by himself, and he can't. He knows he can't. And Loki says, "Here, give it to me. And here is, this is." And then Thanos is about to grab it, and then Loki transports all the Asgardians to Oklahoma to be safe, because that's a thing where Asgard, New Asgard is in Oklahoma, right?
Yes.
And then Thanos destroys the ship that they're in out of spite of Loki and Thor, and Loki and Thor are missing. And then that's how Thor is, like, in the, you know, floating in space, finds the Guardians of the Galaxy, and that way, you know, he could be a semi-hero for saving the Asgardians, because that's the big thing, you know. That would be terrible if, you know, all the Asgardians are now dead because, you know.
So, that could be an idea. Well, okay, another concept. Loki would use it, the space stone, to teleport home, to try and warn the Avengers.
Okay.
And it would kind of have I feel it would be cool because you would have a kind of a full circle, like with Loki working with the Avengers to defeat Thanos. It's like kind of a callback to, you know, Avengers where things were different.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
We all know that eventually they're going to get the Tesseract, so maybe that's, you know, be a whole different game where someone...
Or maybe he causes a distraction and gets away, but Thanos follows him through the portal.
Yeah, something like that, where he's actually trying to do good, and it only looks like he's being betrayed, but he's not really... I like that idea. I like that idea. Something like that where, you know...
Well, I'm just saying what I don't want to happen is I don't want Loki to just revert back to what he was after all the effort to try and redeem him.
So, if Thanos has the time gem from the Eye of Gagamotto, does that mean you get no time travel in this episode, in this movie?
I don't know. The thing is that I was thinking, what if he used the Eye of Agamotto after the events of Doctor Strange? And, okay, this is just a side thought. What if he used the Eye of Agamotto before Doctor Strange or after Doctor Strange? And canonically, that is the reason why he's suspicious with the government, because the government knows that he might have time traveled.
Yeah.
That's possible. But anyway, what I'm saying is, like, okay, what is he going to use the Time Stone for? Because it shows him using a Power Stone and the Space Stone, but a lot of these stones, I'm like, what is he going to use it, you know?
Yeah. I did like Black Panther saying, "Give this man a shield." That was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was cool.
All right, so I think we've pretty much done the whole trailer in, like, 25 minutes.
Yes.
So, pretty good deep dive into this, you know, 2-minute trailer.
Though, I think that all this movie is going to amount to, like, if you were to summarize it, is Thanos wrecks everyone, the movie.
Oh, and we did not talk about the hair change with Black Widow.
Yes, she's a blonde now. Why? I don't know.
I guess in Wakanda she decided to be blonde. I don't know. She didn't have money to get a hair fixed. I don't know. It looks fine. I don't have a problem with it, you know.
Yeah. Well, they kind of want to change up the way everyone looks, and that's whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, I actually, you know, I think she'll be one of the easier ones to say she died and not come back.
Well, you know? I'm kind of worried though that they're gonna play it safe and not kill anyone. I hope that they do kill people in this film, only because it feels like they kind of copped out in Civil War. If you didn't already know, there was supposed to be deaths in Civil War, but they chickened out, basically. They decided to play it safe.
So, yeah.
I've
heard that Avengers 4, which is after this one, I guess part 2, Infinity War, they said that it's going to be a radical change of the MCU. The MCU will never be the same. So maybe they're getting things set up for that. Maybe, you know, I don't know. You know, that's still like 4 or 5 years from now, so we'll see. But I do think people are going to die here. You know, I think there will be no consequences if no one dies at the end, you know. And I think, I like Black Widow, she's a cool character, but I think she's an easy one to kill since she has no powers and no abilities, you know.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of these characters. And, you know, the thing is like, that would be a good way to kind of tie up loose ends. As far as, like, you know, a lot of these actors, their deals are kind of coming to an end, right?
Yeah.
Well, if they're not going to appear in another film, why not kill them? You know?
Yeah.
I know that's a very kind of, like, looking at it from a money or whatever point of view. But, like, honestly, I feel that's more of a thematic exit than just never appearing again.
Yeah, so we do get, you know, Hulk in here, which you didn't mention yet, kind of briefly in Wakanda. So, obviously, whatever problems, you know, Bruce Banner had and Thor not being able to go back to being Hulk and, you know, is fine. He could go back and forth because we see one shot of him, like, falling down in, like, a crater or something. So,
yes,
Hulk is going to be fully in here. So, yeah, you know, there's one shot of him right in front of, like, a part of a gauntlet of the Hulkbuster. So, he doesn't have any problem going back and forth between Bruce Banner and Hulk in this. So, now, do you know how long this movie is going to be? Because I kind of hope it's long, because it's going to have a lot to try to get everything put together. You know?
I'd assume 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be okay with, like, 3 hours, really, you know. All right, who else do you want to assume that might die? I think Bucky's probably going to die.
Oh, actually, I kind of have the opposite view. I think Captain America's going to die, and then Bucky's going to take his place.
Maybe.
That's what they did in the comic book, so... And they've been hinting at that with, you know, when they were switching shields, you know?
Yeah. There's a 0% chance of Spider-Man, because Spider-Man is definitely the part of the future of MCU.
Most likely none of the Guardians are going to die either.
Yeah.
Ant-Man's probably not going to die. Doctor Strange's probably not going to die. The core characters that seem like they could die is probably the big four. Any of them.
Now, any of the Guardians? I don't think so.
No, I said the Guardians probably won't die either because they have a third film coming out.
I guess if they wanted to do like a, you know, Mantis, which would suck that they introduce her and then they kill her off. But I mean, just like,
yeah,
as a way to have someone.
Well,
you know.
I wouldn't think it would be fitting if. Okay, I'll take that back. I think it would be fitting if Nebula died in this film.
Okay.
Like because if Nebula and Gamora are both trying to kill Thanos, and like Thanos kills like Nebula. Just because, you know, I don't know, you're a pain, you're a pain of mine or whatever, he kills her, then that would be, I think, thematically appropriate. I don't necessarily think it would change Guardian 3 that much.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would make sense for a story and connections and everything.
Because I'm just saying, her character is very connected to Thanos, a lot more than Gamora even is. So. Yeah. I'm just saying, if she's around longer than Thanos, it's kind of, I don't know, weird.
I kind of think Vision's 100% dead.
RIP.
All right. Yeah. That's going to be it for this podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. So that's going to wrap up this podcast.
Remember to like, comment, favorite, subscribe, love, whatever. Heart it. Be something.
3D or 2D.com can be found on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and SoundCloud. And if you want to send us email, our email address is email3dor2d@gmail.com. And thank you again for listening. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye, everyone.